The Gemara says in Pesachim and Daf Ches Amud Beis, someone says, "Omer selazu letzedaka." I'm giving this seller for tzedaka. Tosa Gemara and Baba Basra, I think 10b. Amanasha yichya ban. I'm giving this tzedaka in order that my son should live. Hare ze tzadik gomer. Hare ze tzadik this person to tzadik gomer. So even though he's giving tzedaka for ulterior motives, he said tzadik gomer. So Tosa says, what are you talking about? What about the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos? Don't be like those who serve the servant on the condition for reward, but you should do it for not the reward. So why? How are you a tzadik gomer? What's pshat? How do we reconcile the two? So Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's tzvei dinim, the two dinim here. This one is in terms of the to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. So that's not the highest madrega. The highest madrega to give tzedakah is give if altruistic, give it for good reasons, not because you want to get a reward. But it's still tzedakah, it's still good, but that's not, the tzadik gomer isn't going on that. He didn't say, the gomer didn't say, already do tzedakah gomura, didn't say this is like the highest level of tzedakah. No, there are different levels of tzedakah. So out the chefsa, it's not the highest level, but Rav Shlomo Kluger, out the gavra, what does it show? The person to tzadik gomer because he believes, shows his amun in Hashem. In the merit of tzedakah, he believes so much in the schus of tzedakah, it'll be a refuah shlema for his son. So it's no kasha. The Mishnah is talking about altzdechefsa part, that the level of tzedakah, the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of tzedakah isn't the best. It's best to give tzedakah for good, better reasons. But it's still tzedakah, but the tzadik gomer is going on the individual. It shows his amun in Hashem. He believes by giving tzedakah will be a refuah shlema. Others point out a different pshat, that there's a difference between, let's say, a neder and a nedava. A nedava, in certain ways, is much stricter in the sense, if you say, hare alai, so therefore, let's say you have an animal, and the animal gets lost or stolen, so you still chayav achrayah, you just still have to make sure that another animal is brought, and you could lose 100 of them, you have to do it until you fulfill your achrayas. But hare hare zu, you're designating a specific animal. So once the behemoth is lost or dies for some reason, you're not obligated. And the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and in different places, in the Durim, be avon, it's very serious to take a vow. And be avon, it's very serious. And you don't want it to be. It says your kids to die if you don't keep your neder. So it's a very serious thing. So therefore, if you say hare zu, then it's a problem, because then it's like taking a neder. If you're saying hare, no, so therefore, hare alai, if you do a nedava, so then hare alai, so then you're putting yourself out there. It's much harder to do. If you say hare zu, so then you're limiting it to that specific animal, nedava. So that's what it means. Obviously, in the level of tzedakah, it's not the highest. You know, tzedakah to give for good reasons, but what the Gemara is saying in Pesachim is our Oma Sela Zu Tzedakah. You're a tzadik gomer because you want to make sure it's much easier to fulfill the neder, because ba'avon nedarim banim mesu. So therefore, that's the tzadik gomer, that you're limiting it to this money, and therefore, if the money gets lost or something, there's no chayav achray. So the tzadik gomer is going on that you're doing like a neder hare zu versus hare alai. That's how I think the Magli Tzedek, others explain. Others point out another explanation, that what's the pshat in the Gemara, ha'omer selazu, that you're giving this ha'omer selazu almanas Sheyichya Banav is Hareza Tzadik Gomer. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that it says HaOmer, saying it, not giving it. Giving it isn't the Tzadik Gomer. Giving it, you should give it L'shem Shamayim. It's always better, all things being equal. But our Omer, you're announcing it publicly. So what's really happening here? Many times in life, you only find out till after they pass on, oh wow, I wish I knew this guy, what a tzaddik. But that's always a problem, at least if you're the parents, it's very good to do. You know, Nistaros v'Hashem Elokeinu v'Hanigel Lanu v'Vaneinu, the Nistarosa for Hashem, v'Hanigel Lanu v'Vaneinu have to be that your own kids know as well. Certain things have to be done b'Fahesia in order to make sure the kids know. You're giving tzedakah privately, but how does anyone know? So it says, Ha'omer Selazu. So it says, if you announce it to everyone, I'm giving giving the Selazu, why announce it? Almanas Sheyichya, and it's not that you're giving it. You're announcing tzedakah. And why should you want your child to live, being not physically, there's nothing wrong with your child, but atzchina chabanim, china chabanos, you want him to learn the lesson, like anistaros Hashem, aleinu v'nigos gano v'vaneinu. That's why there are different tzaddikim who always gave, they used to give privately, and one time, or they gave publicly, they said, what are you doing? They said, because my kids are here. I want my kids to see I'm giving tzedakah. So that's the pshat. Harezu tzaddik gomer, the point is Amanasha Yechbe Bini, that's why you're announcing it. And that's a case of tzaddik, someone wants to machanach their children. So that's another pshat. And as well, there's a famous pshat from a Mordechai Bennett who learned pshat that really the whole thing is made up. You don't have a sick son. But why you don't want a mitzara the ani, you want the ani to feel good, you make a hypothetical where, thank you so much for coming, please do this. Thank God I need, I couldn't find an ani, I need someone to give money to. Thank you so much, I'm giving this on the schus, I want my child to get better. You might not have children, your children might not be sick, but you're doing it in a way that to mahana the ani. And that's the pshat. Arezu tzadik gamar, giving tzedakah in a way. Now you're not giving for ulterior motives. You don't have a sick son. You're giving in a way that you don't cause any harm to the ani. That's the highest madrega. And that's why they explain, that's why in Parashas Truma, li lishmi, why by Truma? Because normally by tzedakah, it's the end result that counts. The ani gets hana. But here you want to do li lishmi, it's the maisa mitzvah. You want to make sure over here that God doesn't need anything, so therefore you want, usually the mice is not as integral by tzedakah, as long as you're being mahana the ani, the result. But here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the mikdash, by the makom, the mice account, and therefore specifically here, by truma, don't think it's like a regular tzedakah, because God doesn't need it, but we wish me. So there's different reasons given how we explain. We had Rosh Shlomo Kugler, Harezu tzaddik gomer is going on the gavra, not the chefsa. The tzedakah is not great, but it shows your emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or others say it's harezu. That's the tzaddik gomer. You want to put yourself in a situation where you're only making a ned and not a nedava. There's no chiyav achrayas. Or haomer versus hanosin. You're pronouncing it so everyone should know. Not so everyone should know, so your kids should know. So yichya b'ni, that's chinach for your children. And then you have Mordechai Bennett. It's Ha'omer, not ha'nosei, meaning, of course you're giving it for ulterior motives. But ha'omer, you want to say it, you want to make up a scenario where you don't mivayish to ani, and therefore you tell him that you have a sick son, and therefore that's a tzaddik gomer, and that's why by tzedakah it's usually the end result, by truma li lishmi, because over here you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is to be l'shem shamayim.